This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And if you also ponder over the story of Zakariya alayhi salam, he wanted a child. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers him and he gives him a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to him, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. The glad news came to Yahya alayhi, to Zakariya alayhi salam, as he was standing in his place of worship and he's engaged in a salat, in the worship. See, this is where Allah Azza wa Jal would provide for people in their ibadah. And that's where the news came that the child is on the way. For Zakariya alayhi salam is shocked. How can this be? How can this be? When his wife is barren, she cannot carry, and he's old age. And so he said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدْ. How can it be that I have a child? So then he said, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. I want a sign. Give me, oh Allah, give me a sign. And I'm not doubting. I know the child is coming. But give me a sign so I can see. And when I see this sign, I know that the child is coming. He's on his way. قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to him and gave him a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. Your sign is going to be that you will be disabled from speech for 3 days, in the other ayah, and 3 nights. Your tongue will be disabled from speech, meaning whenever someone spoke to you, you try to talk, you cannot talk back. Someone asks you a question, you try to talk, you cannot talk. Your tongue will be disabled, you will not be able to talk a single word. Then Allah Azza wa Jal made an exception from the many words that the human being utters. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to him, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. However, make dhikr of Allah in abundance. يعني the only thing that he was not disabled from was dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wanted to say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah, the tongue would work. If he wanted to say anything else, it's disabled. It doesn't move. For the ulama, rahimahumullah, they said, why was this the case? Because how can the believer live a day? How can he live a moment without dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He cannot just be disabled from this. For there was an exception. You're disabled from all speech except dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah.